Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, I'll give you an introduction to Beethoven's music for solo keyboard. He wrote enough keyboard music to fill 20 albums, so this is necessarily a brief introduction. But along the way, I'll give you a few comments and stories about the history surrounding the music. The music itself, well, it speaks for itself and doesn't need explanation from me. Here's a bit more of the second movement of Sonata No. 27 with pianist Jeno Yando. Beethoven once wrote, "Music is a higher revelation than all wisdom and philosophy. Music is the electrical soil in which the spirit lives, thinks, and invents." And if anyone has written music that is a revelation, it's Beethoven. He pushed music further than anyone before him, the emotional depth, the musical ideas, and this is particularly true in his 32 piano sonatas, and some of the other pieces he wrote for piano as well. He explored the musical universe through the instrument he knew best, the piano. Here's the opening of his Sonata No. 21 titled The Waldstein, because it is dedicated to Count Waldstein, one of Beethoven's early patrons when he was still living in Bonn, Germany. Several of Beethoven's sonatas have titles or names beyond the key and their number. There's the Waldstein Sonata, of course, and the Hammerklavier, and sometimes these titles had nothing to do with Beethoven. Take his Piano Sonata No. 14. Beethoven wrote in the music Sonata Quasi Una Fantasia, or Sonata Almost a Fantasy, which is straightforward enough. It wasn't until 5 years after Beethoven's death that a German music critic said parts of the sonata reminded him of moonlight shining on Lake Lucerne. And it became the Moonlight Sonata, and whether or not that name makes sense, it stuck. Here is a bit of the final movement of that sonata, fast and honestly not very moonlighty. That was from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 14. His Piano Sonata No. 12 was composed sometime around 1801, and it's dedicated to Prince Karl von Lichnowsky, who had been Beethoven's patron for 5 years at that point. He even provided Beethoven with an annual income. Beethoven wrote that Lichnowsky was one of my most loyal friends and promoters of my art. Beethoven and Lichnowsky ended up having a huge argument, which put an end to their friendship. But here is the opening of Piano Sonata No. 12, back when Beethoven and the prince were still friends. The pianist is Hungarian pianist Jenő Jandó. Thank you. That was from Piano Sonata No. 12. Beethoven composed his Piano Sonata No. 20 at about the same time as he composed Sonatas 4 and 5, but he didn't publish it until much later, so it was given a much higher number. This is the kind of confusion that keeps musicologists awake at night. The rest of us get to sleep well and enjoy the music. From that sonata, here is the beginning of the first movement. There are several different definitions of the word bagatelle. It can be something of little value or importance, a trifle, as some people sometimes say, a mere bagatelle. Or it can be a short and light musical composition, typically for the piano. Over the years, Beethoven published 26 bagatelles, and while they may be short and light, they are definitely more than a trifle. Here is a bit of bagatelle number 1 in E-flat major. Once again, Yeno Yando is the pianist. Thank you. That was from Beethoven's Bagatelle No. 1. The pianist featured in this podcast is Yino Yando. All the recordings featured in this podcast and all of my Beethoven podcasts this year are included in a giant Beethoven box from Naxos, 90 albums with over 100 hours of music. It's the really, really complete Beethoven. Enough listening for a lifetime. The catalog number for that box is 8.500250. To go out, here is the ending of Beethoven's Rondo Capriccioso in G major, which has the title Rage Over a Lost Penny. But it's not real rage, it's more like mock anger. As Robert Schumann once wrote, it would be difficult to find anything merrier than this piece. It is the most amiable and harmless anger. And here's how it sounds. Once again, with Yino Yando at the keyboard.